केशवरिता काकिष्ठरीरा जय जगदीश हरे, हरे जगदीश हरे, जगदीश हरे।
Okay, Shiva. O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a fish, all glories to you. You easily acted as a boat in the form of a giant fish just to give protection to the Vedas, which had become immersed in the turbulent sea of devastation. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a tortoise, all glories to you. In this incarnation, as a divine tortoise, the great Mandara mountain rests upon your gigantic back as a pivot for churning the ocean of milk. From holding up the huge mountain, a large scar-like depression is put in your back, which has become most glorious. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a boar, all glories to you. The earth, which had become immersed in the Garbhodak ocean at the bottom of the universe, sits fixed upon the tip of your tusk, like a spot upon the moon. O Lord Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of half man, half lion, all glories to you. Just as one can easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so, in the same way, the body of the wasp-like demon Hiranyakashipu has been ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a dwarf brahmana, all glories to you. O wonderful dwarf, by your massive steps you deceived King Bali, and by the Ganges water that has emanated from the nails of your lotus feet, you deliver all living beings within this world. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Bhrigupati, Parashuram, all glories to you. At Kurukshetra, you bathe the earth in the rivers of blood from the bodies of the demoniac Kshatriyas that you have slain. The sins of the world are washed away by you, and because of you, people are relieved from the blazing fire of material existence. O Lord Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Ramachandra, all glories to you. In the battle of Lanka, you destroy the ten-headed demon Ravana and distribute his heads as a delightful offering to the presiding deities of the ten directions, headed by Indra. This action was long desired by all of them, who were much harassed by this monster. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Balaram, the wielder of the plow, all glories to you. All glories to Balaram. On your brilliant white body, you wear garments the color of a fresh blue rain cloud. These garments are colored like the beautiful dark hue of the river Jamuna, who feels great fear due to the striking of your plowshare. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Buddha, all glories to you. O Buddha of compassionate heart, you decry the slaughtering of poor animals performed according to the rules of Vedic sacrifice. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of Kalki, how glorious to you. You appear like a comet and carry a terrifying sword for bringing about the annihilation of the wicked barbarian men at the end of Kali Yuga. Translation. A person with average intelligence does not think the head and other parts of the body to be separate. Similarly, my devotee does not differentiate Vishnu, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, from anything or any living entity. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Whenever there is a disease in any part of the body, the whole body takes care of the ailing part. Similarly, a devotee's oneness is manifested in his compassion for all conditioned souls. Bhagavad Gita 5.18 says, Pandita Samadarshanaha. Those who are learned see everyone's conditional life equally. Devotees are compassionate to every conditioned soul, and therefore they are known as aparakya buddhi, because devotees are learned and know that every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. They preach Krishna consciousness to everyone so that everyone may be happy. If a particular part of the body is diseased, the whole attention of the body goes to that part. Similarly, devotees care for any person who is forgetful of Krishna and therefore in material consciousness. The equal vision of the devotee is that he works to get all living entities back home, back to Godhead. Yatapuman Sangeshu Shirapanyadishu Kachit Parakya Buddhim Kurute Evan Bhuteshu Matara Omagyanatimarandasya Taranjanaya Shalakaya Chakshan Miratanjena Tasmai Shigarvina. So, the description here is that Lord Vishnu is everything, and Vasudeva Sarvamiti. And consequently, nothing is separate from the Lord, actually, because everything is part of the Lord. As explained in the Ishopanishad, Om Purnamadak Purnamidam, Purnat Purnamudachate, Purnasi Purnam Adaya, Purnam Eva Vishishate. The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. And all emanations which come from Him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also perfect in itself. And even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. But we have some experience. Even a father and mother, the father from his own body produces the seed that produces another body. The mother and father, from their bodies, they make a child body, but then they continue to exist. They're not diminished. They're still the same person. In the same way, Mamai Vangso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. And even though so many unlimited living entities emanate from Him, He's not diminished. Not only the living entities, but the material energy also. Bhumi Rupona Lovayu Kama Nobody Revacha. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. They also come from Him. Krishna calls them His separated energies. But still, one who is at least of average intelligence can see that everything is still connected to the Lord, because it is said not even a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. After all, the trees, how are they existing? Trees are existing they're getting sunshine and they're getting water. And what about the non-living energies? Just like water. Water is also coming from the Lord's body. Sometimes it is even described that the rains are the semina of the Lord. It's coming from God. The sun is the eye of the Lord. So the sunlight is the rays of the effulgence of the Lord. It is described that the sun gets its effulgence from the Brahmajyoti, and the Brahmajyoti is the effulgence of Krishna's body. So where is separate? That's why the universal form chapters on Virata Rupa are also important. It's not that we jump immediately to Rasa Lila, skipping all the other chapters. The devotee needs to understand how everything is connected to the Lord. Nothing is separate. Everything is being maintained by the Lord. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. He's within the atom of every, he's in every atom. So even for this city to remain with all of its big skyscrapers, the atoms have to stay where they're supposed to be. If the atoms were to move, then all the skyscrapers would fall apart. So the Lord is there in every atom, making sure that they do what they're supposed to do and they maintain. So this example is given here, that when there's a disease in the body, all the parts join together to help the disease part. Similarly, the devotees of the Lord are trying to help the diseased conditioned souls by preaching work. Out of compassion, the devotees preach. It's like Prahlad Maharaj. So cheta to vimukha cheta se indriyarta. Maya sukaya param udvahatovi mudham. He says, I'm lamenting for the vimudhas, the fools and rascals who are making big arrangements to enjoy this material world. And Prahlad Maharaj is making arrangements to save them. So we have to make arrangements also to save them, the fallen souls. We have this beautiful center here in the middle of Coconut Grove. But we have to make arrangements to get people to come here. Otherwise, how will they be saved? If they remain out there in the pit of material existence, how will they possibly be saved? Therefore, we have to make arrangements to get them to come. And when they come, then we have to make arrangements to let them hear about Krishna and taste Krishna prasadam and chant and see Krishna and Balaram. So we're so fortunate that we have Lord Balaram here in his original form, in white complexion, and also in his golden complexion as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram, Oilo Nitai. So we'll speak a little bit about the glories of Balaram, some of his unlimited pastimes. Balaram is the origin of the Chaturvyuha, the four expansions beginning with Sankarshan, Padumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev. So he's the original Sankarshan. And he's the first expansion of Krishna. It's even described that in some places that the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is that Krishna is white and Balaram, or Krishna is black and Balaram is white. So Krishna when he decided to come to this world upon the prayers of Lord Brahma and Bhumi, he sent some of his eternal associates ahead of him. And one of them, one of the personalities that he sent ahead was Lord Balaram. So Lord Balaram appeared before Krishna on this planet, about a year before. And he also appeared from Devaki's womb, but he was transferred by the arrangement of the Lord and Yogamaya to the womb of Rohini. Rohini is another wife of Vasudev. Vasudev had, how many? 17 wives? Something like that. Vasudev was a Kshatriya, so he had many wives, I think 17 or something. Well, Devaki. So actually, Balaram was the real son of Vasudev and Devaki. So Krishna and Balaram were real brothers. Of course, when we speak of real, we're speaking in the conventional terms of real brothers, because, of course, they're eternally associated, and even in one sense there's no difference between Krishna and Balaram, because God is one, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. He's one, but he appears in a variety of forms for his different pastimes, and sometimes even many incarnations or expansions of the Lord appear at the same time for one pastime. It's like the pastime of the churning of the ocean of milk. There were several different incarnations present. The Lord appeared as Kurma, the tortoise incarnation. The Lord appeared as Dandantari to bring the nectar. And then Mohini Murti, the female incarnation of the Lord. So many different expansions were present. Also, in the pastimes on this earth, Krishna brought Balaram. And Balaram is the elder brother. So he was always concerned about Krishna's welfare. And he used to, in that mood of parental love mixed with friendship, look after Krishna as an older brother. And they used to play together as children and tend the calves. In the beginning, they were given little calves to tend. And when they were very small, they had the habit of stealing butter together. So they would go to the houses of the elderly gopis, and they would go into the rooms, in the storerooms, where the yogurt and the butter was kept hanging from the rafters, and they would break the pots and steal the butter. And after they drank or ate as much of the butter as they wanted, then they distributed to the monkeys also. This is Balaram and Krishna's activities as little children. When Krishna and Balaram were playing with their boyfriends, cowherd boyfriends, sometimes they played, they had competition. And the competition, one side against the other side. And whichever side would win, whatever the contest was, then the other side, the losing side, would have to carry the boys on the winning side on their shoulders. So usually Krishna would be the head of one group and Balaram would be the head of the other group. So it would be even sides. For this particular day, Balaram's side was victorious and Krishna's side lost. So Krishna and the boys on his side, they had to carry the other boys on their shoulders. So Krishna picked up someone and all of his team they had to carry. And one of the members of his team was a new boy that no one had seen before. But anyway, Krishna was very accommodating. They let him play. And he picked up Balaram on his shoulders. But then, after he picked up Balaram, he started going away from the rest of the boys, going off into the field. And he went far away. And then, when he went far away, he started to expand his form by Mahima, Siddhi. He had this siddhi where he could expand himself into a huge form. And he kept expanding and expanding, and he turned into this giant monster. And little Balaram was just riding on his shoulders. And he saw, what is this? This carrier has changed in all respects. Before he was just a little boy, now he's a gigantic monster, and he was going up to the clouds, the size of his body. So Balaram thought that he should do something. And so he quickly decided that he would give the demon a crack on the head. And so he beat him on the head and cracked his head, and the demon fell down dead. And everyone came and applauded Balaram. Jai Balaram! Jai Balaram! Because this huge demon was there and blood was coming out of his, he had a black head, he's all black. Blood was coming out like manganese. Like manganese coming out of a mountain. He was killed by the hand, the fist of Balaram. So Balaram, Bala, means strength. One who takes pleasure in exhibiting his strength, that is Balaram. Another name is Sankarshan, because he was he was forcibly drawn to the womb of Rohini. These are different names for Balaram. Baladev. And Balaram also enjoyed the Rasa Leela with gopis in Vrindavan, as Krishna had his Rasa dance. Balaram also came and participated in the Rasa Leela. And once when Krishna was, or Balaram was enjoying with his female companions, there was a big gorilla, gigantic gorilla named Dvidvi. And he came there, and even though Balaram was enjoying himself very nicely with the gopis, this gorilla came and started monkeying around. And he went up to the gopis and made faces to them, caricatures of his face, and then he exposed the parts of his body, lower parts of his body, to the gopis. And the gopis were just laughing at him, because he was, after all, although he was a big, huge gorilla, still he was a monkey, big monkey. So they were just kind of laughing at him. And then he went up to Balaram and started taking Balaram's clothes off. But Balaram was in a very tolerant mood that day. He was drinking his Varuni beverage. So he was quite tolerant. He didn't say anything. And then this gorilla came up to Balaram and started beating on his chest, on Balaram's chest. Still, Balaram was very tolerant this day. But then, finally, this Dvidvi gorilla started taking away the gopis. Then Balaram said, "All right, now that's too much." So they started to fight. And Dvidvi gorilla was very powerful. So he picked up big stones, big boulders, and threw them at Balaram. And Balaram has two weapons. One of them is the plow, and the other is the club. So when these big boulders were coming at Balaram, he took his club and he smashed them to pieces. Then Dvidvi gorilla picked up trees and started attacking. He broke off all the branches and he started trying to beat Balaram with the trees. And Krishna broke those also to pieces with his club. All the trees were destroyed. Then they were fighting hand to hand, fist to fist, and finally Lord Balaram killed the Dvidvi gorilla. Lord Balaram ki jai. Then another occasion when Krishna or Balaram was enjoying with the gopis, he was drinking his Varuni beverage made of honey. And he wanted to take a bath with the gopis. He wanted to swim in the Jamuna, so he called the Jamuna over. He said, "Jamuna, come on over here." He wanted the river to actually come right next to him. You can imagine such a request. Most people can't even think of such a request. But Balaram was serious. He said, "No, Jamuna, come over here. I want to take a bath with my gopis." And the Jamuna, she thought that he was intoxicated, so she didn't even come. She didn't do anything. So Balaram became angry,
And he picked up his plow. He said, "You wretched river, you didn't come, so I'll divide you into 1,000 little streams, and I'll forcibly drag you to me." So he took his plow, and he started plowing, making holes, making ditches and canals from the Jamuna, and dragging her. So in this way, she finally realized that this was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his order must be carried out. So she came in person, Jamuna Devi, and she bowed down before the Lord, and she prayed to him very beautifully. "My dear Lord, I didn't understand your position. Kindly forgive me." Well, Balaram, he forgave her, and then he took his swim with the gopis in the Jamuna. Well, these are some. Balaram was expert in fighting with the club. He was the most expert. And one of his students, once when Balaram went to Mithila and stayed there for some time, Duryodhana went there to learn the fighting of club, the art of fighting with the club from Balaram. Duryodhana Guru is another name for Balaram, because he taught Duryodhana how to fight with the club. And that's why when Duryodhana was fighting with Bhima with clubs, neither one could win, even though Bhima was much more powerful. But because Duryodhana knew the art of fighting with a club more expertly, he was able to be equal in fighting with Bhima. Sometimes Krishna and Balaram, they had differences of opinion. As a matter of fact, Balaram was intending for his sister Subhadra. He hadn't arranged yet for a marriage. As the older brother, he was arranging. He was thinking about getting her married, but he hadn't made the final decision yet. So when they were living in Dwarka, one day Arjuna knew about the beauty of Subhadra, and at the instigation of Krishna, he was given the advice, "Why don't you go and marry Subhadra? Why don't you go?" So Arjuna went there, but he disguised himself as a sannyasi with, you know, danda and everything. And Balaram didn't even recognize him, because, you know, normally he had beautiful long black hair and wore big, and they were expert in the art of disguise. So he disguised himself. And Balaram invited him to dinner because he was a sannyasi. Whenever sannyasis come, when they travel, the householders take the opportunity to invite them for dinner. This is considered to be a great opportunity for householders to purify their home. So they invited the sannyasi, and Subhadra was also sitting there at the table, the younger sister. And Arjuna was eating, it's described he was eating immensely, he was eating a tremendous amount, because he was a big Kshatriya. And at the same time he was eating, he couldn't stop looking at Subhadra. The whole time he was simply looking at beautiful Subhadra. And Subhadra, she was simply looking at Arjuna, the so-called sannyasi. They fell in love with each other. They were looking at each other. And Balaram was not aware of what was going on, somehow or other. This whole love affair was going on at the table. And Balaram was not, he didn't catch on. And so Finally, Arjuna kept coming for lunch, more and more coming, and eating more and more, and simply, he had not a moment's peace. He couldn't stop thinking of Subhadra. And he decided, I'm going to get Subhadra as my wife at all costs. So one day he decided to just kidnap her, and he just kidnapped her and drove away with her. And there was an army. They tried to stop him, but Arjuna defeated them. Then the news was given to Balaram that your sister has been kidnapped by that sannyasi. Sannyasi kidnapped my sister. Yes, but it wasn't a real sannyasi. No? Who was given his permission? And also the parents, Vasudeva and Devaki, had given permission to Arjuna, because they wanted Subhadra to marry Arjuna. But Balaram, he was not informed, because he was more partial to Duryodhana. He was thinking maybe his sister could marry Duryodhana. So Krishna fell down at his feet in Balaram's steed and begged him, please, Balaram, please, don't kill Arjuna, don't kill him. Subhadra actually wants to marry him. So then, but when Balaram found out that Subhadra actually wanted to marry him, then he was pacified. All right, he didn't kill him. And then he even gave a very nice dowry. You know what a dowry is? He gave nice gifts to the bride. So that's Balaram. He becomes angry quickly. Another time, there was a marriage of Rukmini's daughter, and Rukmi's son, wasn't it? No, Rukmi's daughter and Rukmini's son. So the marriage, of course, even, it's amazing, because Rukmi, he hated Krishna. He really hated Krishna. And his sister married Krishna. We all know how that happened. Because Rukmi was arranging a marriage of his own sister with Shishupal. In fact, it was the wedding day, and Krishna came uninvited, at least not invited by Rukmi. He was invited by Rukmini. He came and kidnapped her on the marriage day and took her away and married her. So Rukmi was... And then, not only that, but then Rukmi went after Krishna to defeat him and bring back his sister, and he was humiliated. Krishna defeated him, tied him up, and then snitched at his beard and his hair and made him look very odd. You know, he cut most of his beard off and just left a little bit and cut his hair. For a Kshatriya, this is too humiliating. So Rukmi, he hated Krishna. But then, because of Rukmini, because of affection for his sister, he agreed to give his daughter in charity to Rukmini and Krishna's son. And there was a marriage. But Rukmi thought this would be a good opportunity to get back at the Yadu dynasty. So he had heard that Balaram was not very good in playing chess. So he challenged, hey Balaram, would you like to participate in a friendly game of chess? And Balaram, although he wasn't very good at playing chess, he liked to play. He was very sporting. He liked sports. He liked competition. So he said, yes, of course. Let's play. So they started playing chess. And as a custom, generally when Kshatriyas, when they play chess, they gambled also, they bet. So they started off with some thousands of gold coins, the first bet. And so the first game was won by Rukmi. And Balaram lost because he wasn't so expert. And when he lost, Rukmi and all of his friends laughed and made insulting remarks, which Balaram didn't like. But anyway, he went on, they played again, and the wager kept increasing, more thousands of gold coins. And Balaram lost again. And everyone laughed. They made insults of Balaram. Well, this time Balaram made a huge bet, big wager. And so they played again. But this time Balaram won. But Rukmi was unfair, and he did some cheating, and he said, no, look, I've won. He moved the pieces, something. He said, oh, actually, I won. What do you mean you won? And he said to the others, didn't I win? And they all said, yes, you won. Rukmi won. Balaram lost. So now, they cheated him. And so this time Balaram was really getting angry. And he made a huge wager. And so they played again. This time Balaram won again. And again Rukmi said, no, look, I won. He made some arrangement. They all said, yes, Rukmi won. And this time there was a voice from the sky, unembodied voice. It said, by all rules of chess, Balaram is the winner. Balaram is the real winner of this match. But still Rukmi, he didn't pay any attention to the voice from the sky. And he said, no, I have won. And this cowherd, this foolish person, how can he defeat a Kshatriya? And everyone was laughing, and the king of Kalinga was there, and he showed his teeth. Yeah, showed his teeth to Balaram. You lost. So finally Balaram, just as a tidal wave rises up very quickly on a full moon night, so just like a tidal wave, he stood up and he took his club and he beat Rukmi right on the head and killed him with one blow. He just killed the father of the bride on her wedding day. The grandfather. He just killed the grandfather of the bride. And that was it. And then he took the king of Kalinga and he bashed his teeth out with his club because he showed his teeth. And Rukmini didn't say a word. And Krishna didn't say a word. No one said anything because they knew this is Balaram. This is his nature. He sometimes becomes very angry. And it's funny because the same Balaram, he chastised Krishna earlier when Krishna was, cutting the beard and the hair of Balaram, Rukmi. Balaram came there and chastised his brother. He said, Krishna, how can you do this? He's our relative now. Whatever he may have done, he's in our family. You shouldn't mistreat him like this. Now you've made him look so odd, he'll never be able to go back to his own kingdom. So Balaram chastised his brother, but now Balaram killed the same person, Rukmi. So we should learn a lesson. Don't ever try to cheat Balaram. Krishna is, yes, the club. The wielder of the club. So today we will pray for the mercy of Lord Balaram to give us spiritual strength to overcome all of our material weaknesses, all of our material desires, and empower us. He's the original spiritual master, so we can pray to him to empower us to preach and to give this knowledge to others. After all, this is the Sankirtan movement, and Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram appeared as Nityananda again 500 years ago to preach the message of Krishna consciousness and save all the Jagais and Madais. Thank you very much. Lord Balaramaji ki jai.